This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Color Rush, Thursday night, tomorrow for the Redskins and the Cowboys in Dallas. The Skins apparently don't want to comply. They have been fighting this fight. They have waged this battle for multiple years. They have gone to the league to try to rescind the policy at a league meeting that you have to wear Color Rush uniforms. That's how seriously they take this. I don't really get why. I think it's just kind of a fun thing. You wear something unique. It's Halloween. Dress up in a costume for a night and we go our separate ways. Posted a poll. What do you want them to wear tomorrow? Gold on gold, burgundy on burgundy, or their normal jersey combo. Right now, 50% of respondents leading say burgundy on burgundy. 28% say gold on gold. The smallest respondent group, 23% saying their normal combo.
Is that right?
So
wow.
Almost 80% of the 300-plus people who have voted want to see them wear a Color Rush uniform tomorrow night. 80% of the people that have responded
so
far.
I have a misread of that then, because I thought most people were, I don't say not like me, but I thought most Redskins fans wouldn't have wanted that opt-in.
Is this a no-fun Rouye situation, do you think, or no?
No, I thought I had the pulse of the fans on this one. Now, this is, of course, not a scientific, this is not Pew Research getting this done for us here. This is among Twitter followers, whatever that means. I thought Redskins fans, by and large, would say, no, I don't want to see nonsense jerseys. The furthest thing that we would like are throwbacks, like 75th anniversary.
I think that's Redskins cool. Fans like the weird jersey for a night. I know growing up, I always did. Or when they wore, remember Steve Spurrier's year with the arrow on
the
helmet?
That was the 70th anniversary.
Absolutely.
Jerseys.
That
yeah.
kind of thing. I love that. Real quick takes from Thami and Dar, and then I want to get to the phones. 800-636-1067. If you're voting on this Twitter poll at Grant H. Paulson, burgundy on burgundy, gold on gold, or the normal combo, what are you voting for?
I would go Color Rush first, so the all yellow. Then I would go the all burgundy, which I call the Jason Campbell special. And then third would be the Danny Rouye all white situation. I just think it's too bland, especially for Thursday. You got to have some color in there.
So the burgundy on burgundy looks like pajamas. When the Ravens wear their all blacks, it looks like you're wearing a big pajama outfit and you come down for Christmas.
I've got the same order as Thami. Basically, the wackier, the better.
Oh,
it's a one-night thing.
Yeah,
Let's have one night.
Take me away.
Let's have a good time tomorrow.
I'm all for having fun. I'd go burgundy on burgundy one. I don't really like the idea of the mustard on mustard, but I guess we could do that.
Are you anti-Color Rush or just anti that color scheme?
I'm just anti that color scheme.
I think
it looks terrible when Maryland does it.
It's ugly.
Thankfully, they don't anymore for football. But if I had my way, they would wear black on black.
With the Redskins? Yes.
I'd be all in on that.
That would be kind of cool. That would be kind of cool.
Black on black looks so much better than
with
any
the burgundy
other
numbers, like
yes.
the ones that they sell at Redskins stores that
yeah.
they'll never wear.
Chris Russell would be into that color scheme, too.
He would be. When Jamal Brown made up a story and Chris Russell went running out of the locker room, throwing his papers in the air.
I feel like we
first.
Don't talk about that enough.
We don't.
I don't really know that story. I'm not being a jerk. I don't know it. What is that?
Chris Russell story?
Yeah, what is that?
I'm going to tell you that story at 11 o'clock when Will Montgomery comes on because he's partially involved in that story.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we'll give you the full details on Chris Russell and Jamal Brown at 11 o'clock.
I look forward to that one.
Let's go to Dale in Manassas on the fan. Dale, how are you?
Hey, doing great. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, look, I have to agree with you, Grant. I mean, Bruce, he just cracks me up to things, like you said, he wants to argue with. But they are the owners of the team, but they are not the owners of the league. If your boss there where you work at tells you that you have to wear, I don't know, Reebok shirts with these tight, tight pants, and you have to wear this uniform every day, you're not going to like it, but you'll do it. Now, I've seen the mustard-colored, whatever that thing is, down at the Nike factory in Georgetown. I mean, it looks okay. I would go with, like Dar, I think that was Dar who just said all black with maybe a big Redskin emblem on the chest. Okay, that's great.
I'm in on that.
But Yeah, but it's a game. You're going to wear it. You get on the field. You play the game. You win. Hopefully we'll win. And if we don't, at least we'll have something else to talk about and look at.
That's true. I actually like that point. At least then we can discuss what the uniforms look like. Let's go to Carlos and Largo on the Fan. Color Rush Thursday tomorrow night. What do you think?
Oh, gold on gold all day. You know, number one, for Bruce to fight blowback on that is a hallmark of a backwards organization and a terrible GM. First of all, you know, he has other things to focus on. He should be fighting to sign a long-term deal to a franchise QB. Choice A, choice B, maybe sign steps. Choice C, maybe be competitive on a consistent basis with your team. And he's talking about he doesn't want to look ridiculous. He's the champion to make this organization look ridiculous. You know, it's nuts. And back to Danny.
That's a funny line, by the way, Carlos. Thank you. He doesn't want them to look ridiculous, yet the Scott McLuhan situation happened.
Yeah, I mean, but you can't fix all those with this.
I understand. And I don't want to make this like a let's make fun of Bruce Allen thing. I think sometimes he's too much of a punching bag, whether it's on this show or others. This has nothing to do with Bruce to me. This is just, he's the guy that is making the stink on behalf of the Redskins, and I don't understand why they care about this. Please just put the outfit on that you were handed in the dressing room and come out and wear it for the event and don't ask any questions.
So, I mean, again, I know there are bigger fish to fry. Like, the most important thing is that, like, my family's healthy and everybody's doing well, but, like, if I get a bogus parking ticket, I'm still going to fight it. You see what I'm saying? Like, I know that there are bigger deals. And I hate the argument of, well, doesn't Congress have more important stuff to do than fill in the blank? We can debate the thing or not debate the thing. And on its face, you either don't care about
this
or you do.
But here's where we disagree is the thing that you're trying to fight, to me, isn't worth fighting at all. It's not a problem. So it's not a bogus parking ticket.
Of course there are bigger deals. And Carlos is absolutely right. Who your quarterback is going to be beyond the next five games is a much bigger deal. Do you have a scouting department that's capable without Scott McLuhan? We don't know because you used his board this past year. There are way bigger issues facing the Redskins.
What is the downside to wearing, let's say, burgundy on burgundy tomorrow? What is the downside? Just that you're not going to like how it looks?
Yeah, I think you look buffoonish, and you're now part of this, like, you know, hipster trend where you have to do some kind of weird third or fourth or fifth or sixth alternate uniform because the NFL says so to appease some weird group. I think
they've been doing this for a couple years. Nobody does that. Nobody wears these uniforms all the time. Let's go to Scott and Woodbridge.
They all have to do it.
What's up, Scott?
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Yes, you are, Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, so bear with me here. I think it's a little bigger of a deal than just, you know, a matter of do they wear the funky colors or not. Kirk Cousins is used to throwing the two colors. He's used to throwing the white. He's used to throwing the burgundy. I know he's not an idiot, but, you know, coming down the stretch, we've got to win every game to have a shot at the playoffs. If even for one play he gets confused because both teams are wearing crazy colors and he hesitates for a second and that causes a pick, that could, you know, change the game, change the season.
Well, I would like to think that he will know during the game which players are his and where guys are supposed to be and what color his team is wearing and they aren't. I'm going to assume that wouldn't be an issue. But if, in fact, he threw an interception based on thinking that the Cowboys were the Redskins, I would be annoyed by that.
Yeah, if that's – I don't even know how to respond to that. Yeah. I would say I bet you it's going to be fine in that regard.
There's a good chance we're going to be okay there. Jason and Reston, what's up?
I got to tell you, I agree with what everybody's saying here, but I think what nobody said is there's some sort of corporate identity, your team identity. So when you go switching around from pink to yellow to blue to burgundy and burgundy, gold on gold, I think you develop an inconsistency. Now, I'm not a huge football fan. I happen to hear the chat going on, but you go to a hockey game, go to a Caps game. They're wearing pink at the beginning or purple at the beginning or camo at the beginning, but game time, they've got their home jersey. They've got an away jersey. There's a consistency level, and I think that by bouncing all over the place, you lose that sort of the team identity.
Well, let me ask you this, Jason. They had an alternate that was wildly popular that I bought one of, where it was kind of like an homage to their older jersey with the stars across the top, red, white, and blue, almost like American patriotic. You know what I'm talking about last year?
Absolutely.
And that was the most popular jersey they had. Now, the league, to your point, got rid of those alternates so that there's just one home and one road. And that has been very poorly received by fans. I'm curious to see what you think about that.
Well, again, I'm not a huge Skins fan, but I feel that, you know, I like the one gentleman there who says, you know, I'm a Theismann Mosley guy, to be honest with you. You know, those days, that was a team. That was an identity. But when you keep throwing these different things out, I think you lose the interest of fans, or they turn on the game and is that the Skins or what's going on? I think that you, whether it's wildly popular or not, or who's choosing these color schemes, let's pick one, let's stick with it, let's be the Skins, let's be a team, let's get to the playoffs, let's get back to the bowl.
Thanks, Jason. I love the idea of Anthony and Ashburn, who on hold was going to say, let the players decide, should always let them decide. Remember, I think it was last year, might have been 2 years ago, but Pierre Garçon and a bunch of guys wanted to wear white on white, and they were told they couldn't. Remember
which,
that?
Which made me so mad, because the white on white with the burgundy socks is awesome.
It's a great look.
It's awesome.
Reminds me of Sean Taylor. But to me, that is a great answer. What the players think is what should kind of happen. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Eli Manning has been benched by the New York Giants, and it came out of nowhere. Next on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.